One Thing, written by Z. Charnot, January 3, 2005. Often, the potential therapeutic attempts to answer the question, what one thing do I do to make everything better? We seek magic bullets, magic potions, or a wish from a genie, or three. We want bottom-line data reductions. We want simplicity by means of elimination. We want cartoon realities. We want sudden enlightenment, or knowledge, or wisdom. What one person can I blame? An enemy. What one person can I credit? A hero. What one thing do I believe? A creed. What one thing do I need to know? A doctrine. We want the focus, the simplification of one. We want to take a pill to make it better. What one book do I read? What one statement do I need to remember? What one place do I need to go? What's the main problem? Do you see the mentality? What if it is two things to do, four times, or five things to do twice? How will I ever find those kinds of answers? What if it is, what, six different things to do three different ways four times? Throw it away, kill it, blow it up, hit it. These imperatives indicate pathologies of ignorance, attachment to the partial, instead of connection to the whole. Have, accumulate, control. These are the affirmations of the immobile, the captured, the entangled, the caught, the separated, the isolated, the alienated. We want ultimates. We want perfection. Show me one person. Show me the one truth. What is the secret? It must have the significance of immense scale or grand dimensions, affairs ancient enough or eternal, infinite or infinitesimal. So when one teaches something like the middle way, well, when patterns and principles, policies and efforts, diligence and discipline, responsibility and durability, letting go instead of taking hold, ease replaces strife, gracefulness replaces force or thrust, beauty dismisses strength, aesthetics precludes logic. As these comparisons unfold, is there a sense of affirmation until one particular exposure occurs? Is there a sense, well, it was true up to that point, but unselfishness is fine, but no self, well, universal functions and purposes are fine as long as there is a reserve called personal. I want the gift of heaven, not the responsibility for creating it or abandoning it. When I pray, I want a God who supplies the energy and the pattern. I don't want a God who makes me supply the energy and the pattern. When what I pray for doesn't happen, He leaves me to increase the energy, or to edit, or to end the pattern. I want to doubt or to curse the failing God, not be responsible. But you see, you're the healer when you are healed. You're the agent in this field. You're the one with the opportunity, the responsibility for life, for living, for wonders and work. You're the one, the author of your experience, the director too. You're the producer of this life for you. Does it lack a plot? Does the story ramble? Do you think it without a preamble? Write it, cast it, produce it, and perform it. You're the one upon which it all depends.